Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, revenge is a dish best served cold, preferably in the fridge for a couple of days. And maybe even like the excess fat has sort of like dripped to the bottom of the container, form like a white formaldehyde. Yeah, that's the best way revenge is served. Talked about how you got revenge on your ex, and after a very topical story floating around the socials. Plus, could we potty train producer Jack? Producer Jack is petrified of doing a number two at work. We helped with a brand new smash hit single from The Wiggles, encouraging children to do number twos on the toilet. See if it would work the same for a 27-year-old man, with the help of the listeners, of course. Also, your bloke who's had some work done. Just a bit of chat at the end. Couple of lads chewing the fat. Eavesdrop on that conversation and enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Far out. Someone scorned. Somebody scorned. Cheating's never good, is it? Of course not. You enter into a relationship, it's sacrosanct, it's faithful. You trust each other. There's that unwritten rule, isn't there, that you don't stray too far from the pond unless you got the other's permission. Keep it faithful. Keep it in-house. Of course, the great relationships stay together and they build solid foundations. Every now and then someone will go astray, break trust. We've all been cheated on or know someone who's been cheated on. Never good, is it? Someone's taken it to the next level. Someone who's obviously been cheated on in Perth is just not being able to sort of walk away from this and just saying, well, I'm better off without them anyway. They've managed to get their car, the partner's car. Have we got any word, producer Jack, out there whether this person's driving this car is a man or a woman? I mean, one would assume you jump straight to cheating man with a scorned woman, don't you? But it's 2019 and I've got to be careful.
I'll find out.
I'm making a pretty heavy assumption. Let's go with that for now, just for story's sake. Man cheated on woman. Woman's got the black spray paint. Gone out to the man's white car. Wrote cheater in capital letters. All down the side. It's not a bad car either. Looks like a Ford Falcon of some sort. She's wrote dog on the front as well, just for good measure. Dog cheater. So much more severe than just the cheater. What's amazing though, the reason why these photos have gone viral on Facebook today is that this person is still driving around the car. Well, they haven't sort of like swallowed the pill and be like, well, yeah, they've really got me there. I guess I'm going to have to be taking the bus for a while now. Until the man comes out and does a new paint job. He's just said, you know what, I'm going to prosper on this and drive to work. People are in disbelief. Revenge is a dish best served cold. I'm not saying that two wrongs make a right, but I bet whoever did this feels pretty good now. I bet it does put a little band-aid over the sore for a while.
Whilst the heart heals.
131060. Revenge on the cheating ex, I think, is what we're going with. I mean, I've been cheated on before. It was a while ago, and I was such a soy boy, suki lala beta cuck back then that I took them back. I think revenge was the last thing on my mind. And you live and learn. This was 8 or 9 years ago. I'm not going to make that mistake again, of course. But I really wish I had a real nice revenge is a dish, best served cold story to an ex, but I don't. I'm all out of gas, guys. We got any out there? Producer Jack or producer Alex?
I'd heard of a girl who had a bit of a prawn feast when she found out that her partner had been cheating.
Oh, I thought you meant that she had a bit of a prawn feast. Meant that she was the one cheating.
But she took the old shells and all the prawn juice and everything and tipped it into the air conditioning ducts in his car. And so it's all stuck down there, and now every time he turns the air conditioning on, it reeks of, like, smelly fish.
Of course. Is it justified in these situations? I think for the healthiness of this break, it's bloody justified. We're on the revenge-getters side, I'd say. Too rude for radio? No, screw it, I'll say it. Okay, so I knew a girl, and she was living with this guy. The guy cheated on her. She found out about it and they still had to live together for a couple of months because of the living situation. They lived in separate bedrooms from then on out and they hated each other's guts, but they had to live under the same roof. One night he went out. She brought a guy back, did the dirty, but then got him to maybe, let's just say, make a small deposit in the jar of Hellman's mayonnaise. And it wasn't her mayonnaise. He loved a good mayo and sausage sanger. Let you connect the dots there. I can't believe I forgot about that one. That's pretty cold. That's real cold. When'd you get revenge on the ex? How'd you do it? The revenge stories.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Comes off the back of a car covered in abusive messages. It's been spotted driving on Western Australian roads. Perth, peak hour traffic. Obviously some jilted lover, very unhappy with their partner cheating on them. But you know what? I'm going to have to take a little bit further here and get the black spray paint out. She's spray painted dog on the front bonnet and then cheater on the side of it. People can't believe he's still getting around in this car. Are we any closer to realising if it was a man who cheated or a woman who cheated, producer Jack?
Well, I did read an article that referred to the driver as a him. So I'm guessing it was a he.
Fair.
His partner, though, very well could have also been a man.
Could have been. But I'm going to back myself in from here on out with gender stereotypes. My assumptions are usually spot on the money. No doubt this dog cheater would have done the dirty business. And this lady, she's just taking a bit of a revenge. Nothing wrong with that. Bit of harmless revenge. Minus about a $300 cleaning fee. Probably can't acknowledge and condone that right on the radio. But 131060, cheating exes and the revenge. Mel in Canberra, hello, how are you?
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Yeah, very good, thank you. She said some tuna pasta just before. A little bit of tuna got in my moustache and now the top of my lip smells like a boat harbour.
Oh, I could say something about that, but I won't.
Go on. Go on. What was the story?
So this happened like a while ago, back when farming was really big on Facebook, and we saw the crops over the last like 2 weeks until they were like ready to be like cropped or whatever it was called. And I had a boyfriend, I think, for together for ages in full cup, and he moved into state. And immediately following that, I found out that he had cheated on me for months before we broke up. So I hacked his Facebook and just completely gutted his farm on Farmville and destroyed all his crops.
What was that thing called? Farm Mania or something? What was it?
Farmville.
That's Farmville. Right. Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's good. I mean, not only do you sound better off without him because he cheated on you, but the fact that he's a grown-ass man playing that farm app as well.
I know, right?
I think you've moved on to greener pastures. Thanks, Mel. Christine in Melbourne. Hello.
Hi.
What's the story? You've been cheating. Well, how have you? What man cheated on you, Christine?
Well, about 8 or 9 years ago now, I was with my partner at that time. We were like 3 years together. And we had this mutual friend, acquaintance that we see every time we go out with friends and stuff like that. So he ended up cheating with her. Oh. And I broke up with him. Then I found out that he'd fallen for her, but she was kind of like a bit standoffish with him. So I flirted with her and she became my girlfriend for another 2 years.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Yes. Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Very exciting that the Wiggles have released a long-awaited toilet training song. Parents have been screaming out for this one for years. After years of lobbying from mums and dads, the skivvy-wearing supergroup The Wiggles have finally released the toilet song. The brand new cheery tune aims to make going to the toilet a fun challenge, helping little ones learn to sit on the toilet and understand when they've successfully gone. Because I think little ones, they understand why. They probably understand what. But they may not understand when they've successfully done. Maybe they might be halfway through. Sometimes they might cut it short. And this is a real smart song. Not only is it like a heavy rock ballad from the Wiggles, educational and fun. It takes you on an emotional journey as well. How's this for a statement? Dead set, a statement from Anthony the Blue Wiggle. Parents have been asking the Wiggles for decades now to write a song about toilet training, and here it is, said Anthony Blue Wiggle in a statement. This is great for kids. This is great for parents who are teaching their kids toilet training and whatnot, small children, young toddlers. Unfortunately, there is almost some sort of small child / toddler in the midst, in the team on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Producer Jack, very strange with his bowel movements out there, came clean today that he has never used the staff toilet here at the Danny Lakey Late Show radio station for a number two.
Yep, never.
Never. Strictly number one.
I just have no desire to... Well, I hate doing it anywhere other than at my own home. You know, obviously sometimes there is emergencies, but there has never been at work where I've had to do it here. And that's fine by me.
That surprises me because you've got very sort of temporary bowels. They've got a mind of their own. You must have had a couple of close calls, but you must feel that strongly about the toilets here that you can almost, it's mind over matter.
I like the idea of my colleagues being able to walk in and possibly, like, you know, not see me,
What are you talking about?
Smell something.
Just smell, okay, I was going to say, what do you think, we're going to pick the locks and try and get the money shot? Nobody cares. I like it. I love going here. It's good. It's like a little 10-minute break. I bring in my phone, check my emails, go on the Instagram. It's a good little 10-minute break.
No way.
Eat my lunch in there sometimes.
At home, peace and quiet, no one to bother me.
Yeah, okay. Look, I mean, this has to stop. We can't have the head of the show not experiencing the toilets here. And, I mean, could we maybe combine the encouragement of the Wiggles with producer Jack maybe trying to bust his number two cherry tonight on the show?
Jack is trying to avoid using the office toilet, hoping that you will call up. This behavior has to end.
Maybe if people call up and maybe egg Jack on, promise that they'll be there for a bit of emotional support. Would you be prepared, producer Jack, to go into the toilet for the next break? Bring your phone. You call in live from the toilet. No one's around now. No one's in the office. This is perfect to dip your toe in the water here.
All of Australia listening to me try and take...
That's
number two.
No one's going to come in. No one's going to spy on you. No one's going to smell anything. I mean, just have a listen to a bit of this Wiggles tune, by the way.
Can you take the toilet challenge?
How about, see?
Can
we'll
you
play this
sit
for you.
On the toilet for this whole song? And at the end, you can press the button to flush.
I mean, it does sound pretty exciting.
How does that sound, producer Jack?
Does make me kind of want to go.
It'll get you up and about, I reckon. Maybe a couple of, look, if we can get commitment from the listeners, three listeners, I reckon, on 131060 to give some words of encouragement for producer Jack as well. He'll go in there now. He'll see how he feels. He'll test it out. He'll make sure the temperature and everything's right and make sure it's clean enough. And maybe we can sort of whisper some words of encouragement. People have been there before. People who know that they're in his corner. You can feel a little bit of support on 131060. Three calls. We got a deal, producer Jack. We can get three people to encourage you.
We have a deal, but no promises. Like, I can't control how my body walks.
No. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not asking you to force one out and burst a blood vessel. Have hemorrhoids all over the toilet. I'm saying just sit there and test the waters. This is the perfect scenario for you. Very easy to go in the shallow end first. Bit of support from the Wiggles.
I'm willing to try it.
Bit of support, hopefully, from the listeners. 131060 to be producer Jack's wingman for the toilet.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Jack is trying to avoid using the office toilet, hoping that you will call up. This behaviour
does have to end. 131060, can you encourage producer Jack to hopefully use the office toilets? He came out with an absolute bombshell today that he's never done a number two in the work toilets, which is surprising for a man of his calibre as well. 131060 would be fantastic if we had any mums with small children who are fresh off the encouragement bandwagon, really know the buzzwords to hopefully train a child to toilet train. It comes off the back of the Wiggles releasing a long-awaited toilet training song. We're hoping with the help of the listeners, the Wiggles toilet training song, and the fact that no one is around the office at this point in time, that producer Jack may be able to test the waters. Now, if we cross live to the staff toilets about 100 metres away from the studio, producer Jack, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
You are there. You can hear with the echoes in the background. How's it looking in there? Because, I mean...
I don't like it. It's too bright.
It was very bright. I mean, that's so people can see. Don't worry about that.
Dim light.
Don't let the light scare you. It's all right, mate. I mean, we all know that you know how to do a number two at home, but in the workplace, it is a different story. You're right. Just breathe, relax. No one's around. 131060 to help producer Jack along. Adele in Victoria. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, very good, thank you. You know, you've got a song that you used to use as well. Huh?
We used this song for both of our girls and we had extreme success.
Okay, now hang on just 2 seconds here because we'll give you a prize for sticking around. 131060, if you want to help our producer Jack, we'll give you double passes to Glass for your troubles as well, because we understand this isn't how you saw your Tuesday night panning out, teaching a fully grown 27-year-old man how to use the shitter at work. Look, I'll just start this in the background. And what song do you think there was that helped you and your kids getting along?
It was a completely different song.
Of course, of course. What was it?
So it was, we changed We Will Rock You to We Will Do Twos.
We Will Do Twos.
So I can sing it for Jack if he wants me to.
Oh, go on, go on, go on.
Jackie, you're a boy, you're a big boy, gonna do a big twos in the big toilet someday. You got mud on your face. You will throwing yourself in the toilet one day, singing we will do poos. We will do poos.
And he is a big Queen song, by the way, as well. How's that going, Jack?
I don't mind it. It's got a bit of movement happening.
So we've made contact with the seat. We're sitting down now.
Yeah.
This is a big move. You've got. Thank you, Adele. Thank you, Adele. Movie tickets for you, of course. Because I mean, you've got him. You've got him skin on seat. This is a big step. I mean, you know as much as the next person. Thank you, Nikki, on 131060. Hello.
Hey. Good. Thank you. How are you?
Very good. I mean, let's just continue on with the Wiggles song at this point. Are you just here for a little bit of emotional encouragement at this point?
All right. Well, I haven't got a Wiggles song for you, but I've got. You need to put some toilet paper at the bottom to stop the pop noise in public.
Oh, producer Jack, what do we think about that? Does that scare you doing that, or does that sound like something you'd like to do? Because we don't want to force you to do anything you don't want to do, producer Jack.
I feel like I would like to do that because I don't want everyone to hear a massive big noise, but there's also nobody here at the moment.
Yeah, so I don't know. Fireman's blanket may be a little too much out of your expertise range at the moment. I don't know about a fireman's blanket this early on in the game. Thanks, Nikki, but I think he needs to embrace the plop. I think he's already got enough elements on his side. We don't want this to be just completely wrapped in bubble wrap. Daniel, last call on 131060. What do you think? How are we going to help producer Jack here?
I think he needs a bit of encouragement, like a gold star or a sticker.
Great.
Or something that works really well with my boys, like just something to reward him with.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, I like it.
Success, you know?
Yeah. Producer Jack, what if we gave you a big gold star if you made poo-poo in the work toilet? How would that go?
Well, I mean, I do love a gold star and I love being told, like, I'm a good boy, so...
Thank you very much, Daniel. Look, Producer Jack, you're sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Wiggles. You've got the listener advice. We're going to reward you a gold star. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling quite good.
It's not that bad, is it? See? Good boy. And the song's over now.
And now it's clean-up time.
See? Clean-up time.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, Simon Cowell shocks fans with wide-eyed Hort's new look. And people are very surprised about this. Eyebrows have been raised after an official picture for Britain's Got Talent appeared to show him with an eye-poppingly different face. 59-year-old Cal was compared by fans to a melting waxwork, someone in a face swap photo, and the victim of a vicious blowtorching. I don't know. This is inaccurate. I don't know about this. I think more like a fetus sucking on a lemon, I'd say. Much more heinous than what the internet is saying.
I feel like if he had a lot of work done, he would look a lot better than that picture.
Well, I mean, he's a 59-year-old man in the spotlight, as if you wouldn't when you got that much money. I'm bloody in debt, and I'm still tempted to fork out 20 grand for a slippery nose job from time to time. That's the thing. Like, I wouldn't mind a bit going on. The only thing stopping me from getting a bit of work done as a bloke, apart from the social stigma of, had some work done, have you? Touchy about your appearance? Would be that I'd be afraid that you'd get a sniff and then it'd be all hell breaks loose. And you see those sort of things on YouTube all the time, like Human Ken Doll and stuff. They just have one little sly injection here and there. And before you know it, they're down the rabbit hole and they can't move their face anymore. They literally look like a plastic toy. 131060, are you a bloke who's had some work done? Bit of Tuesday fun.
Bit of Tuesday fun. Are you a bloke that's had work done?
I mean, you can remain anonymous. Take the venom out of it, I say. Own it, sister. I mean, brother. Producer Jack, you've had a little bit of work done.
I have. I got my first, I don't know what it's called, but first dose.
What? Whoa.
Dose
whoa, whoa,
of
whoa,
Botox.
Whoa. How have you jumped into something and you don't even know what it's called?
I know that it's called Botox, but I don't know what the term is for having a dose of it. You know what I mean?
A treatment, maybe?
First treatment of Botox.
Yeah,
this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Well, it's probably like 6 months ago now.
Okay.
And it wears off usually after about 3 or 4, but I had a lot done.
Right.
Like more than most people should.
Injections in your face?
Yeah.
Like what? Forehead, under the eyes?
Actually, it was like 16 needles in my forehead.
Oh, God. Really?
And like, I couldn't move it for a good 3 months. And it didn't change my face a little bit. Like it looked like my eyebrows came out a bit further than they should.
Oh, no.
I couldn't. When I laughed, like, only the bottom half of my face moved.
Oh, this sounds like a botched job.
No, it actually looked really good. Like, it does preserve the skin. That's what Botox does. It, like,
preserves the skin. Right. I mean, it can go either way. Some people have it done, and you're like, yeah, not bad. Not a bad little dose you've got gone there. I mean, we don't have to just take Botox calls on 131060. Have you had a slippery nose job? How has life changed since the nose job?
I feel like as I get older, I would be more inclined to, you know, I sometimes find myself pulling the skin back on the back of my neck to see what it looks like to have a facelift. I don't know. I've never seen a guy who's had a facelift, though.
Yeah.
So I would want to hear from someone.
Look, there is a fine line, and more power to you if you take the plunge, because I think everyone, whether you're a bloke or a woman, you've got your little insecurities, whatever they are. Everyone's fighting their own little battles and no one's got it all sorted out. And we're all having a little look in the mirror going, God, wouldn't mind a little touch up.
I've thought about pinning my ears back.
Don't pin your ears back, for goodness sake. They're fine. They're not quite big,
especially when I shave my head.
Mate, I've never noticed your ears in my entire life. That's the other thing. No one else is even caring about what anyone else looks like. They're just caring about themselves. 131060, have you had any work done? Was it botched? Or did life change for the better? Are you addicted now? You addicted to the tux? We'll get some calls on next if they happen.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Talking about if you're a bloke having a bit of work done, bit of Tuesday fun.
Bit of Tuesday fun. Are you a bloke that's had work done?
Simon Cowell, he's had a bit of work done. The 59-year-old, copping a bit of flack online as well. He's, of course, the new season of Britain's Got Talent. He's about to premiere on British TV and they're sort of releasing a bit of a press shot, a bit of an advertisement, and people are just commenting, what has happened to Cowell, Doc? He's really had a couple of injections. Maybe what are some other things? I mean, we got Botox, nose jobs, lip fillers.
Lip fillers, I don't know. Would guys get lip fillers?
Who knows? That's the questions we're asking on 1310.
Yeah, 60. Liposuction.
Oh, a bit of the suction. Oh, I remember. I've got a real soft jawline. And I've probably got a fear of shaving this beard. I think I look much better with the beard for
remember
one.
That Geelong mayor that got his fake six pack?
Oh, yeah. He got like the turtle
Darren
shell.
Darren Lyons.
Old paparazzi. That was bizarre. Now, you can't be a fat, obese man with a six-pack. People just laugh at you. People laugh at that. Like, get a six-pack the easy way.
I was thinking about getting pec implants.
Don't do that. See, this is what I mean. There's a fine line just a couple of sneaky pricks in the forehead. And before you know it, you're injecting synthol in your pee-pee and want to get fake pectoral. 131060, Jacob in Box Hill. You had some work done.
Howdy, everyone.
Howdy.
Yeah, actually, I have a fused wig to my scalp.
Fused wig. So, obviously, this is the highest a man can get in the wig department, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, because I think it goes to, like, novelty clown wigs, normal sort of wigs from the hairdressers. You can stick one on. So this one's... How do you fuse it? You sew it in, or...?
It's actually glued to the scalp.
Wow.
So it's called hair replacement.
Okay. So were you balding? Is that why?
Yes, I was balding. I had a case that I lost majority of the top of my hair within 2 years.
Yeah, right.
And this was an alternative I went to.
Yeah. Well, I reckon I'd go the same. If I ever started like balding real quick, I don't think I will. I don't think it's in my genetics to bald real quick, but I reckon I'd go that as well. I'd get the fuser
done. I 100% would as well. That is my worst nightmares going. Did Jacob try Ashley and Martin? Like any of that kind of stuff?
Great producing. Great producing.
So I want to know if those things work.
Yeah, at Ashley and Martin. So it was hair replacement system. So yes, I get it from there. Mm-hmm. And it's got a clear mat. So when you actually scratch your hair or you show your hair to someone, it really looks like your own scalp.
Yeah. Okay. So technically you can't develop dandruff. Is this true?
Oh, very much true.
That's good. Do you have to wash the wig?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's glued onto your head. So it literally feels like it's a part of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's dyed. Hair is dyed to match your natural hair.
Yeah, I'd be getting that. I mean, it's definitely not in my genetics. I've got a nice big head of hair.
I wouldn't be so sure of that because you wear hats. Ever since I've known you, which is a few years now, you have always worn hats.
Always worn hats since primary school.
My best friend, he has worn hats ever since high school, and he sent me a picture the other day. He has luscious hair. He's got a big, like, getting a bowl patch in the middle of his head from wearing hats.
How do you know that's from wearing hats?
Because it's like where the little knob is in the hat. It's just been rubbing on it.
Oh, yeah, the knob. Was he doing, like, doing some break dancing and, like, grinding off the hair?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He head spins as well as a profession. Exactly right. Thanks, Jacob. Cheers for the call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.